Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The outlook for 2017 from Ed Campbell of QMA.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. With Donald Trump set to take office in little over a week, investors have basically embraced his vows to enact policies that speed up U.S. economic growth. Joining us with his outlook for the economy and stocks is Ed Campbell, portfolio manager and managing director at QMA. Ed, Donald Trump has described himself as pro-growth, emphasizing lower taxes and fewer regulations. How likely is he to break the economy out of its slow pace of expansion?
Well, we do think that his election and the promises of pro-growth policies are a likely game changer for 2017. We think it does finally break the economy out of its lower for longer rut at least over the next couple of years or so. Of course, this is occurring at a time where the U.S. economy had already been accelerating and where the speed limit for the U.S. economy is low based on trend growth. So it does raise the risk of the economy overheating at some point in a sharper downturn sometime in the future. But we think for 2017, it means more growth, more inflation, and that U.S. reflation should be the dominant theme. So it's a signal to embrace a pro-growth, pro-risk investment strategy, in our view.
Are there other risks as well? Because he has come out criticizing trade and current trade policies, also China. Do those risks factor in as well?
Yeah, so as you point out, Trumponomics, as some have dubbed it, has both pro-growth and anti-growth elements. So on the pro-growth, we've got corporate and individual tax cuts, regulatory rollback for select sectors, and the promise of infrastructure and military spending. On the anti-growth side, we have most conspicuously the anti-globalization rhetoric that we've been hearing from the president-elect, and that definitely represents a downside risk. Although I think most people seem to believe, and we're of this view as well, that he's going to prioritize the pro-growth elements of his plan, at least initially.
So in that way, he can rectify the two opposing sides, the things that he prioritizes.
Yeah. And, there are definitely things that are of concern. Before the holidays, there was the idea floated that 5% tariff on imports could be something that the administration is considering. If that were to develop into more than just talk, that would be something that would concern me. But for now, I think he's most likely, in terms of the anti-trade rhetoric, most likely to focus on symbolic issues like labeling China a currency manipulator and things that are really not going to move the dial on growth overall. So, we're still sticking on the positive side of things for now.
I'm speaking with Ed Campbell of QMA, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Ed Campbell. Ed, what is your or QMA's prediction for stock market returns for 2017?
For the S&P 500, we foresee returns in the 8 to 10% range. We acknowledge that stock market valuations are somewhat above average at this point, but we don't think that's likely to be an obstacle for strong stock market returns in 2017. We think stocks are benefiting from a recovery in corporate earnings that began last year, and that's likely to pick up steam in 2017.
So you think earnings will be strong, and that will be probably the deciding factor in supporting stocks?
I think so. So if you look at consensus earnings estimates for 2017, they're still in the double-digit range. That typically gets revised down as the year goes on. But if you get to 6 to 8% earnings growth and then you tack a 2% dividend yield on top of that and don't account for any expansion in P.E. ratios, you get the type of 8 to 10% returns that we're looking for, which we think is realistic.
So at this point, you favor stocks over bonds?
Yeah, we do favor stocks over bonds. We think interest rates are on the rise, and the 35-year secular bull market in bonds probably ended last year. We don't think we're going to see a huge increase in rates, but we would not be surprised to see rates at 10-year Treasury rates at the 3% level by the end of the year.
I noticed that you said in your report here you favor small cap stocks over large and value stocks versus growth?
That's correct. So we want to focus on those areas that are more domestically oriented and most leveraged to U.S. Economic growth. So that includes value stocks over growth stocks. We also like energy and financials as sectors, and those are more heavily weighted in the value index. Small caps also are going to be the bigger beneficiaries of corporate tax reform, which is part of the president-elect's agenda. They'll be bigger beneficiaries than the large caps, which already have low effective tax rates due to their ability to manage their international operations to exploit the lower tax domiciles. Small caps and value stocks also tend to do better during a period of rising inflation, which is one that we expect looking forward.
What are you less positive on? What are you trying to steer away from?
Well, I would say anything interest rate related. So, we definitely want to stay away from government bonds where we're significantly underweight those and overweight cash within fixed income. But within the equity markets, you want to stay away from what I'll call the bond proxy sectors, which we think are expensive and are going to be vulnerable to rising interest rates. That includes utilities, real estate investment trusts, and consumer staples.
Ed Campbell, portfolio manager at QMA, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.